We're learning Mishnayos today. Lilinishmas David ben Menachem Onish, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Meir Pesi, and Isaac Reichman. We are in the beginning of the ninth parak, Mishnah Aleph. Haroya makom shenasu bo nisim liyisrael. A person who sees a place where miracles happen to the Jewish people. This could be that you're standing at the section of the Jordan River where the Jewish people crossed. You're at the Yamsuf, although we're not sure what the Yamsuf is. Maybe it's the Gulf of Aqaba, maybe the Reed Sea, not clear. But if a person is at these places, Omer, he makes a bracha. Baruch she'asa nisim labosenu b'makom hazeh. Obviously, it should say Shemu Malchus. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. She'asa nisim labosenu b'makom hazeh. These are for miracles that happen to all of the Jewish people. There is a separate bracha where a person experiences ones. Baruch she'asa li nes b'makom hazeh. And a person's children and grandchildren, etc., will also make a bracha if someone had a personal miracle that happened to them. So this is if nisim happened. Makom she'nekra bo mimenu avodah zarah. Let's say a person is in a place in Eretz Yisrael where there was avodah zarah initially, and he knows now it's been uprooted. Omer baruch she'akar avodah zarah me'artzeinu. The Bryce actually adds that there's an additional phrase in that bracha, and he should add the following. After Baruch Hashem Elokim Melech Olam She'akar who uprooted Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu, we should add the phrase K'shem She'nekra B'makom Zeh, just like idolatry was uprooted from this particular place, Israel. So too it should be uprooted from all of the Jewish settlements. V'hashev lev ovdehem la'ovdecha, and Hashem should return people's hearts to serve Hashem. This is an Eretz Yisrael. We say the phrase Me'artzeinu. What if I see an Eir in Chutz La'aretz where there was idolatry and it's been uprooted? So there's also a bracha, Baruch She'akar Avodah Zarah Mimokom Hazeh. We don't say Me'artzeinu. We say Mimokom Hazeh, and then we conclude with the phrase that we had added as well from before. Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. We're going to speak about two famous brachos, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis and Shokocho Ugvaraso Malei Olam. Says the Mishnah, Al Hazikin, Val Hazvaon, comets or shooting stars or meteors, whatever, Val Hazvos and on earthquakes, Val Habarakim and on lightning, Val Haramim and on thunder, Val Haruchos and on storm winds, Omer Baruch Shokocho Ugvaraso Malei Olam, we bless Hashem, whose power, whose strength, whose might fills the entire world. We know that halacha lemaaseh, we don't exactly do this. We don't make this bracha on lightning. We make a bracha oseh maaseh bereishis. The Gemara actually makes that point. And kochol gvasim yalom we may make on thunder. There is a debate in the poskim whether or not I should be saying the bracha of oseh maaseh bereishis if I see light, but I don't necessarily see the lightning rod. So that's a debate, la halacha. There is also, we also assume that I'm not supposed to make, even if we hold that I don't need to see the lightning bolt, but it's enough to see lightning. It's not sufficient to see lightning until I hear thunder. Once I hear the thunder, I don't need to say shekachol gavos malei olam. I can follow it by osem azhevereshis, which covers both the lightning and the thunder. So we could pause according to one opinion. According to the opinion that we only make a bracha when we see the lightning bolt, so then I would only make kochol gvos malei olam when I hear thunder, and I wouldn't be saying any bracha oseh maaseh bereishis. Also, in the summer, we have lightning sometimes because of heat. That also is not, we don't necessarily recite the bracha at all for that. This is only specifically for the lightning that appears when it comes to rain. Al heharim, a person sees great mountains, valagvaos and great hills, valayamim and on the seas, valanaharos and on rivers, valanibaros and on these large areas of desert. Omer baruch oseh maaseh bereishis. Just want to mention a couple of points on this. Number one, when it comes to mountains, so what mountains are we talking about? So obviously, it's not every mountain is in this category. Aruch HaShulchan actually says, interesting, he lived in Europe in the area of Russia, so he points out, he says, the Pyrenees Mountains, he writes, Hare, Hare Purana, he says in Siman Resh Kav Ches, and Har Kazabak, the mountain which is also on the Russian, also a mountain in Russia. So such, and Hare Ararat, which is in Turkey. So these are great mountains for which we recite the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, not on every mountain that we see. What about Naharos? What about rivers? So he also mentions rivers. He says, what about the larger, the Volga River, or the Dunai, which is probably the Danube River, which is the largest and the second largest rivers in Europe, respectively. And then he says, Rhinus, the Rhine River. Also, Yitzorach Levarech, these are the types of rivers we're talking about, great rivers, even though, interestingly, the Beis Yosef writes that it's only the rivers that are listed in Bereishis, which is Gihon, Pishon, which we cannot identify today, Chidekel and Pras, which we know are the Tigris and the Euphrates River. So the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, if you look in the Mordechai says, Kigon Chidekel Upras. He says, those are examples of great rivers, of powerful rivers, of large rivers. But those are examples. Any other very large river would fall into this category, and we would say the Bracha Osam Asa Breshis. What does it mean? Yamim? So it means also great seas would be included in this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Horo Es Hayam HaGadol, Omer Baruch Sha'asa Es Hayam HaGadol, Bizman Sharos Olaprakim. He says the Yam HaGadol, which is a question what that is, has its own bracha. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's assume he's referring to the Yam HaGadol that colloquially referred to as the Mediterranean Sea. That's also the Yam HaGadol. So what he's saying is the Mediterranean Sea, because this is the largest sea relative to Israel. So that's where we'd say its own bracha, not Osem Asa Bereishis, but rather Baruch Shasa HaSayim HaGadol. That's his opinion. The Tanakhama says, no, we don't say that special bracha, but we would say Osem Asa Bereishis. Either way, there is a debate, and this is found in Maseches Mikvos as well, what Yam HaGadol really means. According to many, Yam HaGadol is actually not a reference to the Mediterranean Sea at all. It's a reference actually to all of the oceans in the world. I see the oceans, that's what we call a Yam HaGadol. And he adds on the phrase, Bizman Shosa Leprakim, if I see it every once in a while. This actually, according to halacha, is true for all of these halachos. When it comes to the seas and the mountains, etc. It's only if I see them every once every 30 days, then it's something significant, then it's very powerful, then it makes an impression upon me, then I make that bracha. But if I see the seas and the mountains and the valleys, and the hills and the rivers, etc., if I see them all the time, I don't make the bracha only if I haven't seen it for 30 days. But when it comes to, let's say, the brakim, the lightning and the thunder, of course, I'm supposed to make a bracha if the same storm is coming and I see lightning 5 minutes later, I don't make a new bracha. But if the clouds scatter and then they come back, there seems to be a new, or the sun comes out and then it gets cloudy again, so then I would be able to make a new bracha, Osam HaSavarishus or Kochol Gvos Malayalam, on lightning and thunder, respectively. Mishnah continues, ala geshamim, on rain, vala besoros hatovos, and on good news, omer baruch hatova hametiv. So what's the idea, hatova hametiv, on rain? So it's gishmei bracha. Gishmei bracha is something that affects many people. Hatova hametiv is a bracha that we recite when something affects me and affects others. So the Gemara actually says that, and some Rishonim claim that this is the halacha, is that only when I own a field, let's say, b'shutvos, in partnership, then I recite the bracha v'atova metiv. Why? Because the gishmei bracha, the rains of blessing, are affecting me, and they're affecting somebody else. But if I only have a field for myself, I own it by myself, so there's no partnership at all, I make sheach yanu on that. And others say no, the Rush actually claims, no, I have a shutvos, I have a partnership, so to speak, with the karka, with the land itself. So that partnership is enough for me to say hatova hametiv when it comes to that. Let's say I don't have a field at all. So do I say hatova hametiv? It hasn't rained in a while. There's been a drought. Now it starts to rain. So what am I supposed to do with this? Obviously, it's a big bracha, but I don't have a field. So the Gemara says there's a special hodah, words of thanksgiving to say, and it goes like this. Modim anach lach Hashem Elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa. We thank you, Hashem, for every drop shehorata lanu that has descended for us. V'ilu finu malishur kayom. This phrase may be familiar to us from Anishmas. And if our mouths are filled with song, like the sea, etc., hein him yoduvi shabachu v'varachu et shimcha malkeinu, etc., and you end with this phrase, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kel Rov HaHodaos V'Hatish Bachos. So that is when it comes to rain. There are those who claim that the bracha on rain is only, not when it just rains, but if there was a drought and there was tremendous distress and maybe we had to fast even because of Atziras Geshamim, and then it rained. But others claim that in Eretz Yisrael, but rather when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, since in Eretz Yisrael rain is always a bracha, So we can make that bracha. Many claim that we can make that bracha all the time. When the Mishnah concludes and says, Besoros Tovos, there's also Atova Metiv, Besoros Tovos. We assume where it's good news, and it's good news for a person, and it's something, good news that affects other people as well. So then it's appropriate to say, Hatov HaMetiv, as we say, but if it's not for everybody else, it's only for a person, so then we can make Shechayanu. That's an interesting question. And then the Mishnah concludes, Val Shmos Ros, but if it's Shmuos Ros, if it's, we hear bad tidings, bad news, Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes, as we know, that's the bracha, and if it's if a person has a mitzvah, it's a close relative, let's say you actually say Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam Dayan HaEmes. That's a bracha that we recite on Shmuel's Rose. The Gra makes an interesting point, which is so true. He says, why do we call, when it comes to good tidings, we say Bisoros Tovos, Bisora, which is news, and when it comes to things that are bad, we say Shmuel's Rose. Why don't we just say Bisoros Rose? So the answer is, when it comes to good news, that's Bisora, we share that, we want to share that. When it comes to something that's bad, Shmuel's Ros, it's not something people want to share, but it's something that eventually comes to our ears and we hear it.